USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have breaking news out of Washington, D.C., where former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, in a suit, sitting in a wheelchair, has apologized for his crimes. Manafort saying he is sorry as he's being sentenced in a D.C. federal courtroom, noting he feels like a different person now. Manafort says he will soon turn 70. He's asking for leniency so he can be with his wife in his last years. Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. He could face up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced in a matter of minutes. In a separate case in Virginia last week, Manafort was given nearly 4 years in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying. The case is brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, but do not directly relate to the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
But so far, the FAA has not grounded those planes here. Officials say at least 10 people, including 5 students and 2 shooters, are dead after a school shooting in Brazil. They say 2 hooded teen shooters entered the state school and started firing before taking their own lives. In one of his first major public appearances since retiring from Congress at the start of the year, former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump could lose his re-election bid. Speaking last night in Florida, Ryan said some Democrats are in a position to beat Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The annual report on the state of human rights around the world has been released today by the State Department. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last 4 decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran. President Trump does not think it's a good idea that California's Governor Gavin Newsom is today going to announce he's suspending executions in the state. On Twitter, the president says Newsom is, quote, defying the voters, as the governor is giving a reprieve to all 737 inmates on death row. President Trump adding, quote, friends and families of the always forgotten victims are not thrilled, and neither am I. Newsom expected to make it official later today with an executive order that will decry the death penalty as being inconsistent with the state's bedrock values. And a very strong late winter storm known as a bomb cyclone impacting millions of Americans today, especially in the central U.S. and the northern plains. At least 1,000 flights have been canceled because of this storm, which could include snow and hurricane-force winds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.